Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, David Basil kicking it. His new office right here in the Fury Electric Studio. So good to have you. Tommy Merkison's here. It is that time of year again. The 2013 Arkansas Big Buck Classic. Same great location, same great event, same great guy. It's underway, my friend. And we do have a new twist, though, this year.
We do have a little new twist.
You can't drive your prize off this year, but I think everybody's going to be pretty happy to try to carry their prize off this year. Audio's truck. Hello, $10,000 cash.
That's right, 10 big ones.
So this is your brainchild?
It is. I mean, you know, we just thought that we'd take a little new twist. I mean, cash is king, and I think it'll be pretty exciting. You know, it's kind of the same parameters that we went by when we were doing other things, and so we're going to give you a chance to win $10,000 cash and do like five, like we've done before, you know, first out, first loser, get down to five, give out five combinations, and go up there and hit the keypad and open that safe and get you 10 big ones.
Oh, I love it. That'll be fun.
It sounds so easy. Is it really that easy?
If it's the right combination, it is.
The only downside is you have to listen to this show for a chance to get qualified.
Is that going to be easy?
Well, it depends. Some days, yes. Some days, not so easy.
Right. If you can deal with your ears bleeding.
You're right.
Exactly. The show, then you'll be fine.
But we're qualifying one person just like we normally do. One person on every show through the run here.
Yeah, we'll do qualifiers on air, and then you know, we take half the qualifiers will qualify on air, and then half the qualifiers will come from the show.
Right.
So if you come to the show, you go to the squirrel cage, put your name in, we'll draw out half of them, contact you, tell you to be at Bradford Marine the following Saturday. Have to be there to win, have to be there at a certain time to get signed up, and then we'll start the process from there, and the five people that are left in the basket after it's over will get a combination.
Fight to the death?
Combination. Oh, no. Okay. Combination. You know, go in order, go up there, punch the keypad on the safe. If it opens, you get $10,000. If it doesn't,
You don't. February 2nd. You get a heck of a shot, though. That's
we
a
had
deal.
To do that one time at the BuzzBQ. We gave away that motorcycle. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And we did, like, pass out five keys.
Yeah.
And one person
well,
had
that's how I've done the truck in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. And the faces are priceless.
Yeah.
Now, like, you, I mean, you feel grateful who wins, but.
Yeah, and it's the like the guy that's like, this key has to work. It's got to work.
He's there like an hour.
Oh, there's no question. How many times these people are going to try to punch in their codes?
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be fun.
You know, it's a brutal process, but it's a lot of fun. It has a lot of excitement.
Hey, listen, you go down there, have a great time, and if you don't win, look at all the fun you have out there. We were just talking about the chili, and it comes at a great time.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's really turned into a good event. I mean, it's kind of evolved, you know, from just – you know, the Big Buck Contest, which is still the, you know, that's still the staple of the whole show. But, you know, it's got a lot of elements.
What won last
you know,
year
for kids.
On the meter scale?
Oh, Pat, I can't remember the exact score. You know, it was
25?
200.
200, you know. I mean, and 25?
And we've got, I mean,
we never know what the right score is.
We've been getting a lot of pictures in, you know, on our Facebook, and that's just unbelievable. Again, you know, the size of the deer. That
people calling
seeing.
Their shot or what?
They're sending in pictures of their deer that they've harvested.
What is it, the Boone and Crockett?
Boone and Crockett.
Boone and Crockett. Boone and Crockett.
I heard on the morning show today, on the show with No Name, where I learn everything I need to know to get through my day, record number of deer harvested this year in the state of Arkansas, over 200,000 for the first time ever.
There you go.
So there ought to be some good selections.
When
out
you say
there.
Harvested, right. You mean killed?
Yeah, fine.
Isn't there a limit?
Yeah, but I mean, there must have been a lot of hunters out and more people bagging their limit and that kind of stuff, or
that's
whatever
right.
you call it. You still bag it even if it's
you
a deer?
You still bag it, that's right.
What's a deer bag look like? That's got to be a gigantic Ziploc.
I'm sure they have them, but I don't know very many people that use
them. I got a gallon bag, and then I got the one where you like put blankets in and suck the air out of it, but that's as big a bag as I've got. I don't think I get a deer in
no,
that.
No. That's for like comforters and
yeah, right.
school, oh, you know, winter clothes. So do you clean and skin the deer right there, right? On the premises of the
camp? No. You just bring. Tell them about what exactly you expect people to
you're
show
talking
up
about
with.
When you bring the deer to the,
compete.
To the
yes,
big
yeah.
buck basket. No, they usually,
I mean, you don't want to see the big guy smiling.
No,
do you?
They just bring their horns in. They cut them off the head and bring them in. Now, some people already have their deer mounted.
How do you verify them being caught in the last year?
They get to take a polygraph test.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Do they
have you ever done this? That rack looks familiar.
Well, we've had some interesting twists out there.
I bet you have.
Can you tell us a weird story, or do you not like to share these?
Yeah, I can tell you one that's there was a guy that turned a deer in, and about midway through Saturday, which is kind of controlled chaos anyway,
right?
Another guy and his girlfriend walked up with a picture, and he wanted to know if I had that set of horns back in the back. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, there's 350 of them back there, but I'll go look. And so I walked back there kind of skeptical, and I mean, it was it.
Really?
There was no doubt. And so I walked back out. I said, what's the problem? He said, well, that was my pet deer, and that guy right over there
no!
killed him. I said, oh, brother. And I could tell he was, I mean, you know how just you can tell when somebody.
Tears welling up
yes,
his eyes.
I mean,
that's not harvesting. That's killing. That's straight up killing.
Anyway, he was very emotional about it. And I was like, man, I've got a big problem. I mean, you know, because I know he's telling me the truth. But now I'm getting in the middle of something that, you know, I could.
Oh, yeah.
I said, we're going to have to get some authorities involved here. I said, I'm not giving you your deer because I don't really know that it's your deer, but I'm believing you. Oof. And anyway, we end up getting some authorities involved in it.
Who administers the lie detector test?
Now, wait a minute. I want to hear about the end of the story.
It got a little out of hand after that. I really didn't know, you know, exactly.
Legally, I wouldn't even know who.
So I go
works.
Over to the Game and Fish, and they're like, that's not what. You know, we're not getting involved with this. It's a criminal deal. And so then I called the sheriff, and the sheriff said he wasn't coming out there. Just give the deer to the guy. I said, oh, no, I'm not giving the deer to the guy. You're going to give the deer to the guy. Anyway, it got pretty messy. But finally the police came out, and they confiscated the horns, and they said, we'll look into it, and we'll take it from here. And
yeah,
so
man,
I don't know what happened after that.
So he was disqualified, or he still was able to?
Well, I told the boy that turned it in, I said, listen, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just telling you what's going on here.
You're being accused of something, though.
And so here's how it's going to go down. I'm out of this deal.
Is there a chance that he just kind of woke up one day and saw a deer running through and didn't realize it was his pet?
What's the prize for the win?
This year it's a bad boy buggy.
Okay.
Bradford Marine's giving a bad boy buggy. I think that year it
I love your pets, Justin.
If it's a
bad boy buggy, I'm taking all your pets down.
Look, thank God Zoe doesn't have a rack of any sort. She's a sweet boxer, and she's not to be touched by anyone, not even me. She's an angel. And we have really, really gotten close lately. So if you touch my dog and try to turn her in for any kind of competition, you're going to get it, mister.
Yeah, your dog have become closer over the last...
I'll have to meet out a little Amish mafia on you, pal. You don't want
Amish
a piece of me.
Mafia.
I'm jogging yesterday. I finally see this piece of crap known as Amish mafia.
So you've watched it.
Two shows I don't get.
You know it's fake, right?
Well, it's whatever. But Amish mafia and moonshiners, I don't understand it. Because the moonshiner show is basically, they follow these guys in the woods. They try to set up these stills. But they also talk to all the police.
Yeah, right.
And I don't get it. And I'm thinking, nobody ever says, hey, boy. What's with that camera there? You dragging around with all your stuff to set up your steel. That's kind of weird. The other day, this guy pulls up on a four-wheeler. I mean, this is so country. Pulls up on a four-wheeler. Wife's in the back with a shotgun.
At your house?
Gets out, no, on Moonshiners.
Oh, on Moonshiners.
And he's like, you're going to have to get out of here. He's like, well, we don't want no trouble, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty handy with my gun. And he's like, maybe you just let us roll out of here. It was, I mean, like, really?
It's all scripted.
Yeah. Shocker. This just in. I still
no, like the. Amish.
I'm on the treadmill. I'm running as hard as I could. I couldn't get away from it. I'm watching the whole Amish mafia.
You can't help
thing.
It. You just get locked into it. You know.
I love how the Amish mafia. They're the only ones that ride drive Mercedes.
Well,
everyone else has a buggy.
No,
these guys are driving Mercedes.
But that's the way it is. No, the Mennonites don't. They're not. They don't adhere to all that.
No, I know. But the like at the end of it, there's
a
disclaimer.
Are wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, at the end, it's a disclaimer. In the base, they say
this is a bunch of crap.
This is what happened, but we're using.
Actors?
Well, if you call those guys actors.
Well, whatever.
We're using ugly people from the Amish community to
true.
Reenact
that
it.
That show's true.
I'm thinking Fat Levi doesn't intimidate
Levi.
Me. Levi! I'm like, I think I could take Fat Levi.
But they have everything. The little...
They got a bunch of meth heads and then Fat Levi.
And then the vixen. And the little vixen that stirs the pot. The one with glasses.
Yeah. I haven't seen her.
She's John's
sister. Oh, okay, yeah, the chick.
She's always telling him, "You deserve more, John. You deserve more."
I didn't get. The only thing that sucked is I'm on the treadmill and I'm listening to music and watching it, and they're talking about how they're speaking in Dutch, and I'm like, "I'd love to hear them speak in Dutch."
Oh, is that what they're speaking?
Yeah,
because they have. I thought it was their own language. Yeah.
No, they made it up.
I don't know. He's like, "Leave for a young mother, kill you."
Yeah, it's Amish geese. Yes. Anyway, back to business. 26th, 27th, Friday the 25th. Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th, and it opens at 1 o'clock. So the cool thing is we get to hand off the baton to Tommy so he can actually open the doors and let everybody in. Although this year, maybe a live show on location. We'll just have to wait and see. Cause, you know,
on Saturday?
You know, you may not know this, but we went to all this trouble of adding a new show in the 1 to 4 slot simply so they could be live at the Big Buck Classic
well,
this
cool.
year.
Oh, yeah.
How nice is that?
I know.
Oh, the food is unreal. Too.
What Great are some food. Of the highlights for food-wise this year?
You know, I mean, I don't know exactly what they're going to cook up, but it'll be, you know, some form of fair food that everybody likes. I mean, I know they got fish, hamburgers, hot dogs, corn dogs.
Look, you got 3 or 4 weeks to be really good on your diet, and then you can cheat for one day. Every trainer will tell you got to have a cheat day.
Exactly.
So it's good
and
for
we talked about how, you know, you kind of get down from the lull of the holidays and Big Buck Classic is right there waiting for you.
I have an idea combining two great things, okay?
Okay.
The $10,000 cash giveaway, Tommy, is spectacular. And the rattlesnake guys are one of the most popular things at the Big Buck Classic every year.
Exactly.
In fact, because of the success at your show, they end up getting their own television show, which I do watch. That's one of only two shows I watch with my kids. That and the Duck
You
Commander
love
guy.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we put the $10,000 in like a bin. Okay, you put money in every bin, all right? And at the bottom of one of the bins is a rattlesnake, okay? All right? That guy doesn't win anything, okay, if he gets the rattlesnake. Or it's like maybe you just do everybody shares one bucket. It's a work in progress, mind you. Throw a rattlesnake in there and see who wants the cash bad enough.
To reach in there and get it.
To reach in there and get it. Remember in Flash Gordon where they had to reach in the tree and the thing would bite you?
Exactly.
Yeah, similar to that.
I'd thought. Probably get to keep the 10.
You probably would.
Would you reach in there and get it, Bath?
No.
Bat?
I could pay a lot of debt off with 10 G's.
I've put my hands in a lot of sketchy situations, but that one, I don't think so.
What about you, Justin?
I guess if there's a medical professional standing by that could treat me. I bet I'd get a couple $100 out of there before the thing got me.
But the thing is, would you?
Yeah, I probably would. I'm an idiot. No, I wouldn't. There's no chance.
I tell you, I might would have said, I might try that right until I saw him get bit out there that year. And that changed my mind.
There's no doubt.
And I'll tell you what it did, too. It totally, you know, it was just like, okay, I know how bad that would be. Yeah. But I didn't know how bad it would be.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was rough.
Well, and then I can't remember the guy's name now. One of the guys just got bit bad again on the show I was seeing. And he was he was on a cane.
Yeah.
Jackie Bibby, right? Is that his last name? Yeah, he was like, he almost died, right? Yeah, he was.
Now, that's the same guy that got bit at the show three years ago.
Guy with the little goofy pinky it's all pinched down.
Pitiful.
So, well, you know.
If there's ever any skeptics out there, you know, we hear it all the time when you're standing around the pen. Ah, those aren't real. They've got them. They venomed and all that. They found out that wasn't true when he got bit that night. It was bad.
They still bring the Cobra? Isn't there a guy that does a Cobra
They didn't
show?
Bring it last year, but they're talking about bringing it this year. I'm going to be honest with you. I got a little nervous about that a few years ago. You know, I guess the older you get, the more stuff you see, you know, and you're like, this is so cool. But, you know, if that Cobra bites
me, I'm getting sensitive.
The cool deal runs out real quick.
Yeah.
You know, no, this is not cool.
I remember Dave told me, he goes, these are live rattlesnakes, and they get into sleep. First time I ever went out to there. And Dave Coyler was with me. I was doing Channel 7 at the time. It was Saturday morning. And he goes, they do this, and they get a sleeping bag full of rattlesnakes, and he goes, then they bring a cobra out. If the cobra bites you, you die. And I'm like, well, I can't miss this then. I'm coming out for sure.
That was pretty surreal the first year that they brought it. Doug, the kind of main showman, when they brought the cobra out on that table, and he looked at me dead serious. He said, if this cobra bites me, he said, just.
It's done, huh?
It's done.
Do they still have their TV show? Didn't they have a.
Yeah, no, it's Rattlesnake Republic. Yeah,
watch
it all the time. We were just talking about that. Hey, 2013, one thing hasn't changed. Pat's still ignoring me.
I was researching things.
I do want to do this. I do want to get Doug in town. We say this every year, and now we're thinking about it right now. We got almost a month lead time here. We got to get Doug in town a day before, and I want to take him golfing because he says he's like a scratch golfer, and I believe him.
Okay.
And I want to get him out and take him golfing.
He's supposed to come in on Wednesday, so I could possibly get him in on Tuesday.
Let's get him in.
All right.
Well, I mean,
let's
I would,
do it.
Call him up. You want to call him out?
Yeah, let's call him. We'll call that crazy. We got to take a time out.
I got an email from El Guapo. Remember I referenced the Buzzbecue motorcycle debacle?
Yeah. Was he part of it?
Oh, he was there. I just remember watching. He says, you remember the dude who thought he won the motorcycle Buzzbecue but didn't? And that's what happened. He thought he won. He looked, everyone looked at the keys, and like on your key, it says like, you win? And he thought if he had a key, he won. So he,
oh, he
looks
freaks
at
out.
He goes, I won! I won! His daughter's hugging him. And then the other lady goes, it says I win here. And then, as Guapo puts, which is pretty good, he walked off like an Amish person who'd been shunned. And that's pretty much, he just, like, head way between his legs.
That's bad.
Ooh, very bad.
Let's get Brian and Malvern here. We come back, we'll try to get Doug on. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Murchison? This is Brian Hendricks.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I was there when Jackie got bit by that snake. It happened right in front of me.
Ooh, wasn't pretty, was it?
No, you know, it happened real fast. He had been, as I recall, it was a real docile snake, one of the dociler ones, but it was also one of the bigger ones, and he had been, you know, messing with it with that pole thing that he had, and then he picked it up, and it tagged him right there on the right on the finger, and I mean, it was, he dropped the snake and just took out right from there, and, you know, as I recall, he sent a bunch of pictures, and I think they had to take almost all the flesh off of his hand to relieve the swelling.
I saw the pictures. They were disgusting. I mean, yeah, they had his arm filleted open. It was terrible.
It was a bad deal.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
Thanks, Brian. Hey, I'll tell you what. For that one. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. You know what I'm saying? It's like there are people who go to NASCAR races for the crash. I go there just to see these crazy dudes. I don't want to see them get bit. But it is amazing to watch him work with the snakes. And when he'll do the deal where he lays down and then they curl up a rattlesnake on top of his face.
Exactly.
I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah, what are you trying to prove? We know you're tough.
Yeah.
You don't really have to go through that.
I know. What do you do for an encore? Jump out of a plane without a chute?
Exactly. When do you wake up one morning and think, that's what I want
to
do?
Scariest moment of my life, though, is when he carries that fake snake around and he tries to throw it at everybody.
That's the worst.
Like, I lose it.
Oh. I want to rock. I want to